The next time a hiker's in trouble, a drone might fly along to save the day. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. A new search and rescue program could point the way to a shift in the growing business of drones. The FAA has licensed Indiana's Department of Natural Resources to use drones to find people lost in the wilderness and help the injured. Erica Celeste reports on how it works.
It's a bitterly cold day. An icy wind blows across a snow-covered nature reserve. Drone pilot Matt Geringer with Indiana's Department of Natural Resources says it's the perfect scenario for flying a search and rescue drone.
For instance, I got a pond over here. Somebody was to fall through the water on this pond. I can fly over it and see weak points in the ice.
The drone is equipped with video cameras and GPS. It can fly up to 400 feet high and as far away as 3 miles. It can alert rescuers to unseen obstacles ahead or hover over a victim to assess injuries so rescuers can bring specific supplies. The drone costs $3,500. The agency has 4 and plans to buy more. DNR spokesman Rod Clear says the machines will change the way rescues are conducted.
You could be saving a life, you know, just by the minutes that's going to be saving an officer or their equipment to get to that certain area.
Clear says the drones could also save money. It's less expensive, for example, to charge a drone battery than to fuel a helicopter. DNR search and rescue drone technology is so new that many places like Hawaii, Minnesota, and Michigan are still exploring appropriate policies. One sticking point, privacy and personal rights. Ken Falk with Indiana's American Civil Liberties Union says the state addressed those concerns by using the drones for search and rescue only.
It strikes me that using drones for search and rescue is completely appropriate and does not raise constitutional concerns, provided, of course, that that is precisely what the drone is used for and that the use of the drone is not a pretext for some other type of search.
Back at the nature reserve, Geringer lands the drone with precision. The program he helped to start is becoming a model for other states. He's already demonstrated the drone's capabilities for officials in Kentucky and Ohio. In Bryant, Indiana, I'm Erica Celeste for Marketplace.
There are new questions today as to whether the post-election stock market rally can last. Let's talk about that with Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Chris, stocks have had their up and down days, but the market has generally been on the rise since the election. Are investors being realistic about what President Trump and his team can actually pull off?
At the beginning of the year, economists and markets essentially priced in all of Trump's policies being enacted very, very quickly. And that would generate economic growth, but it would also bring inflation with it. And really, in the last month and a half, we've seen the inflation premium in the bond market begin to melt away, which is an indication that they're not expecting the same kind of growth. But what is remarkable is that the stock market keeps pushing to new highs. It's like we priced in euphoria in January, and then we're going up from there.
President Trump on Twitter will often cite the rising stock market as evidence that he and his team are doing a good job. How risky is that, though, knowing that right now, by a lot of measures, we're at historic highs for the stock market, and it's going to be hard for it to go too much higher?
Eventually, valuation has to catch up. Companies have to actually benefit, and you have to see it in earnings. And I think part of it is on the tax front. Corporate tax reform, trying to get some of the tax code that encourages bad corporate behavior out, that has broad appeal in both parties. It's the piece of the package most likely to pass. And then the other piece that may benefit companies is regulatory restraint. It costs $2 trillion a year to comply with the current regulatory code. If they can nibble away at that, even just a few percentage points, it will benefit earnings. But we do have to see that earnings growth to justify where stocks have come.
Okay, Chris Lowe, thanks as always. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Mark.
JCPenney is out with a slightly better than expected earnings report this morning. Revenue fell short, though, and the company says it'll close up to 140 stores. It's trying to fight the trend of department store decline by broadening its offerings and signing partnerships with companies like Nike. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra takes us inside.
Department stores have been struggling to win sales from shoppers who are no longer interested in their wares. Candace Corlett is president at WSL Strategic Retail.
They're saying, I've got everything you sell, and I don't need more of it, unless it's new and interesting and different.
Corlett says JCPenney has been trying to set itself apart by selling a broader range of products, like appliances, and items people can't get elsewhere, like its private label plus-size clothing line for millennials. Christina Boney is vice president at Moody's.
And that will give customers a differentiated reason to go to JCPenney as opposed to some of their competitors.
Boney says the strategy seems to be working for JCPenney.
They continue to make significant progress from a profitability perspective, and their sales have, on a relative basis, been better than some of their competitors.
Now the company just has to keep surprising customers with fresh ideas. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
And finally, China's Recon Holding Company has taken a majority stake in the studio Millennium Films in a $100 million deal. The studio is best known for action movies like the Expendables franchise. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.